Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, beautiful, where the stars are drifting by. There's no better place on this earth than to be here at your side.
Ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to this week's episode of Christisms with your host, Nadia Khalil Bradley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode number 37 of Christisms. And before I jump in, let me remind everybody that the chat room is now open and will be open for every show. So be sure to log in and share your thoughts and questions with us. Now today, we're going to be talking about your first relationship and how that relationship affects your current day interactions with the people around you. I am your co-host, Dawn Katzen, and of course, joining me is the wonderful author of Origins of Truth, Nadia Khalil Bradley. Hello, Nadia.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm over here excited about today and excited about sharing this information about us. I, of course, just wrote, and, you know, I always get some goodies, and it always surprises me. So the surprise was that I was surprised. So I really loved that part of it. Just being surprised myself.
Yeah, that's been the story of 12 years. That's been the last 12 years. It's always a surprise. You think you know.
Yes.
But it's a surprise.
It's always a surprise because there's such a comfort in us when we are spoken to with love.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a comfort. And what Christ has been teaching me since day one till now is how good it feels to feel loved. And to teach ourselves to give and gift ourselves that very love. Not to take it away from ourselves, because that's when we start getting into trouble. That's when we start looking for answers and we can't figure it out. And he just keeps reminding me over and over again that love starts at home. It starts in you. And the first relationship that we have is the relationship we have with ourselves, which we have all heard now, by now.
Yeah.
12 years ago when he told me that, I was like, okay, explain this, because that's how far away we were. But we're not that far away anymore. Now we're like so close that we're touching it and we're scratching it and we're seeing what comes out of it and what's behind it. And now we're learning how to have a relationship with ourselves, because we were taught every single way not to have a relationship with ourselves, telling us that that's what was good for us. But it alienated us.
Yeah.
It alienated us to the point that 1 in 7, or that 7 out of 10, I'm sorry, it was 1 pill a day. 7 out of 10 people in the United States live on at least 1 pill a day.
Wow.
7 out of 10. That's 70%, more than half of us.
That's distressing.
And if you were to stem back to why we have accepted this to be our norm in this time, because we did it as a group of people. Somehow we got here together.
Mm-hmm.
It will all stem back to not knowing what is best for us, because we don't know ourselves well enough to know what is best for us. So I asked Christ today, and I said, sweet Christ, and I didn't even get to answer or ask the question. He just started answering.
I guess,
coming out of my head faster than, and all I said was, sweet Christ, and I immediately went, our love, Nadia, period, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he said, the relationship you first have is with God Almighty. We forget that God is all-knowing and knows our soul's inception. That tends to be a lot to think about. So let us start with the womb. The soul enters the womb all by itself. Mother supplied the home. However, the soul knew exactly where to go. Give your soul the credit it well deserves, that you will always find a way to take care of yourself. Once you get to Earth, the question is how to take care of yourself with all the stimulus that comes to your soul. You do not have, in quotes, to be anyone but the person you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you, and why have you chosen this course? What kind of relationship do you so choose to have with your soul? What would it feel like to see more of you in your own life? Why? What are the best parts of your life? Would you like all the parts to be the best parts of your life? Or do you hold on to the more negative parts because you would not know who you are without them? Do you equate feeling good with something bad happening afterwards? Ask your soul questions as to who you are and why you are where you are on this very day. You have a new day every day you wake up. You do not have to be a new you. You simply have a new day, and each new day defines your innermost intimate state of mind.
Hmm.
What does your day speak of you today? And that was all he wrote. So then I was like, wow, we left a lot of questions.
Yeah, you know what? I also feel like we're just carrying over the conversation from yesterday, because when you start talking to yourself, this is how we start getting there.
Well, there are no mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And he is working with each and every one of us as we are speaking right now. Real time. If anyone ever had a prayer and said it wasn't answered, I can now say we are liars. We lie when we say that.
Wow.
Our prayers are being answered as we speak right now, live time. And Don, you and I know this because two of the shows last week at about 20 to 4, I knew Christ was talking with me.
Yes.
Because some of the stuff coming out of my mouth was even surprising me. And after the shows, you and I call each other and go, oh my God, what just happened? And it's happening live time.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's not mine. It's ours.
I think that's a wonderful distinction to bring to people, and something we don't always talk on very, very much. But when you and I are doing these shows and you're talking, Christ is talking to us, all of us. All of
yes,
us.
Yes, it's crazy because those were the things we were, like, never talking about because we didn't even know how to verbalize it. But
mm-hmm.
it's the coolest part of the whole thing. The parts that we've been quietest about. Because mm-hmm. the relationship I had with myself told me that I would be crazy if I told people this.
Absolutely. Yep.
And so I had to broaden the scope of my own relationship with me. And I had to shed all of the stuff I'd been taught. And everyone who told me, don't tell anybody what you know, out of fear. And I thought, out of fear of what? That we might love ourselves more?
Uh-huh.
Really? That's how scared we were and are of truth and love and purity. But I'm not scared anymore. Thank God.
Absolutely, because we get to have this conversation.
Yes, and I get to see it affect people and gift people the way it gifted me.
Mm-hmm.
I was the guinea pig of myself. Every question I asked, I got thrown through a tornado to figure out the answer. But now I don't have to go through such big tornadoes because now I know why I'm there. Now it's not a big surprise. Now I question things differently, like, okay, no mistakes. There are no mistakes, so I'm here for a reason. But why am I here? Okay, what drew me here? What attracted me to going? What was missing in me that I let somebody else speak for me? I start asking, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised that he asked all of these questions.
Exactly. Now, how does somebody, let's kind of back it up, because you've had 12 years to grow into this.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we first off even discover, most of us, I don't even think that we think of ourselves as actual people, and that we actually have a relationship with and to ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Ask yourself simplest things. How do I take care of myself? How do I take care of myself? Not how will I take care of myself tomorrow. Up to this moment, today, in your life, how do you take care of yourself?
Yeah.
How do you eat? How do you sleep? How do you exercise? How do you work? How do you interact with friends? How do you drive, even? Because some people drive like crazy people. And then they get out and they're as calm as it's somebody you'd never know the difference. You have to ask yourself, how do I take in pressure to do all of these things? Because these are things we do every single day. We eat. We move our bodies somehow, whether it's exercise or not, we're moving. How do we dress? When do we take a bath? Do we brush our teeth before we sleep? Do I take drugs? Do I drink too much? Do I not care if my sugar is really high? How do you currently, as of this moment, take care of yourself? And be honest, because you don't have to answer to anyone but you. The time we will ever answer to anybody else is when we have not answered to ourselves. Because we feel we have to justify what we haven't done the work on or what we haven't figured out. When we know why we're doing what we're doing, unless somebody asks us a question, we don't have to prove to them that we took care of ourselves, we exercised, we did this, we did that. We don't have to give them the laundry list of what we've done all day. It's when we don't do those things that we talk about them as though we have done them. And that's another question right there. Do you do that?
Yep.
Are you covering for yourself? And if you do that, why don't you just do the things because you actually would feel better?
You know what, Nadia, I'm looking at the chat room, and somebody brought up an interesting point, and I'm actually going to point something that came up the other day, too, about when it comes to talking to yourself and now about having the relationship with yourself. You know, for example, somebody had pointed out, like, you and I are both Aries, so we're both kind of like just jump in and be brave and go and just go for it. But for people that are feeling really hesitant and feeling really shy and reserved about doing this, how would you start, like, you know, how would you start talking to people about how to start doing this if you're having reservations? And I know that there is, you know, we probably have to address the fear involved of what would be the holdback to doing this.
I would say to everyone, because I too was very shy about this, not only shy, I was embarrassed. Not only embarrassed, I didn't want to be weird. So I took on every single weird thing I ever heard in my life, and I put it on my own back just because I saw Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now let's say that's the biggest one. How do you start? Well, first you have to ask yourself, what am I attracted to most in life? Just ask yourself that question. What am I attracted to most in life? And then look at your life and see if you're actually doing that. If you're doing what attracts you and what excites you most, ask yourself if you're doing that. And if you're not doing it, ask yourself, why not? Because a lot of it goes back to self-worth, and that's why we don't start. Because we don't think we're good enough yet. We think we're going to work on making ourselves better, and then we start. But it doesn't work like that. You just have to start. You have to tell that voice in your head that tells you you can't, that you can. I know, because I have a son who's autistic, and I hear him think out loud, so I know exactly not only how I think, but how the mind actually works.
Mm-hmm.
And I see him want to do something and then literally backtrack and not do it. And then I will ask him why. And he'll say, oh, I don't want to do it right now. And I said, every time you've said that, that means you're not going to do it at all. Do it right now.
Mm.
And that's how we have to talk to ourselves. There is no other way. And by do it, I don't mean we go around screaming in people's faces or we start telling people the truth or whatever. We should have been telling people the truth all along, right?
Yes.
But the truth isn't negative. We've associated all the beauty, the love, and the truth as being something negative or wishy-washy. And we got in trouble. And now that we're in trouble, we're too scared to use the truth to get us out of where we put ourselves. So for even the shyest person, I do know, I don't care how shy somebody is, you're not shy with yourself. You can only be shy with other people. So I'm telling you to reel it in and do it to yourself. Tell yourself when you hear that, oh, I won't do that now, stop yourself. Call yourself out and say, why not do it now? Let me just try. Let me sit down with any paper and pencil and write down what I would do if I did it. What would I do today just to start? Maybe you'll click a byline in Google and find out a little bit about it. And start stimulating your brain and your heart and your soul again. And you don't need anyone to do that. And you can be as shy as you want. I'm shy sometimes. Someone just told me I was shy in the promo I did for the radio show I did that you just posted on Facebook, Dawn. I think Chris Woods said, you know, you looked a little bit shy.
Oh, the one for Mother Love.
Yeah, but the
you
show on Mother Love.
Yeah, yeah, you do look shy, actually.
Yeah, and I probably was because it's the first time they sat there, they put a camera in front of me and said, talk about your book. And I was like, okay, like right now? They said, yeah. So I did it. And yes, maybe, you know, I am, but I push myself. Nobody can do that for you. Nobody can unshy a shy person. But I do know that somebody who is shy is not shy with themselves.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to give a kudos out to Wilma in the chat room because she's right. She's saying, you know what? It's not going to hurt if you try.
Oh no, it never hurt you. It's the other H word. It will help you.
Oh, I was going to say, what is she going to say?
No, I'm not saying anything weird. Hopefully, but honestly, there is nothing to lose. That's why when I first realized this, I wanted to get on top of like a roof and scream that, you know, everything we've known, you guys were okay.
Yeah.
We're all right. But if you watch commercials and you watch, oh my God, I can't even believe I was flipping channels the other day and there was a byline on a show, a commercial, what are they, those infomercials or whatever, those selling stations where they want to sell you creams and all this business.
Yeah, the infomercials,
Yeah, so anyway, I'm flipping through, and it asks if you have turkey neck. And I'm like, turkey neck? Now we're breaking down our body parts and we're humiliating each other for getting older? If I'd never seen that, I would have never thought of turkey neck. Now I look at myself and I go, do I have turkey neck? Really? And then I just start laughing and I go, wow, look at how strong the power of suggestion is. But we can also switch that. That's why I say, take no excuses from yourself. Because the power of you doing something will overcome all that kind of turkey neck business that comes into your world and put it in perspective. Because the only reason you would ever listen to that is when you already haven't listened to yourself. And
exactly.
You're so used to listening to other people tell you who you are and what you do.
You know, the other thing that's kind of interesting to me, when we talk about the other people who tell us who we are and what we do, a lot of why we have this shyness or this reservedness or why we feel that there might be some kind of fear instilled in this is sometimes the first people that we do have relationships with outside of ourselves are our parents. And sometimes they instill values in us that kind of make us not feel worthy or not feel like we're, you know, because not feel like we're, you know, these wonderful, loving, accepted people. How do we deal with the tape recorders going off in our heads from what people have told us in our beginning relationships?
That is why each and every one of us is here right now. That is why Christ shows up right now. Because right now, every single person on our earth is living in the prisons of what they first saw. Because for generations, what everything that we have seen has come to us growing with each generation, greater fear, to the point where we don't even know who we are. At first, we were fighting it. At first, we said, that's not a big deal. At first, we were strong enough. But now we're medicating ourselves away from ourselves so that we don't even deal with who we are anymore. Whether it's with drugs or liquor or prescription medications, or our bodies are showing such signs of stress because we are in them, but we don't know them. And I'm fighting for every single person to push themselves just in the beginning. That's all you need to really push yourself. Once you get going, you catch yourself a lot faster. Once you get going, you catch everything a lot faster. But you have to start. You have to take the chance on yourself, and you will be so shocked when you do something different and you see a different outcome and go, oh, my God, I could have done that 10 years ago. That was so easy. I can't believe it. And you literally go into, like, I remember times where I'd be like, wow, I usually would do this, but now I'm like someone else. I did this, and look what happened, and now I know why something else happens to someone else. Because they did something else.
Wow. Now, how does this affect not only the relationship with ourselves, but when we start having this kind of compassion for ourselves and pushing ourselves, how does this affect our other relationships?
It changes everything.
Mm.
You know what happens at first, so don't be scared if you start to see this, because once you start reclaiming your soul, once you start exposing yourself to yourself and gaining strength, you're going to find that you will be outgrowing a lot of the relationships around you. So your example, let's say you're in a family, you have children and a husband. As you grow, everybody else will rise with you. And now with your friendships, you may find people who need to leave you. They'll be like, oh, my God, you've changed too much too fast, and then you feel bad for changing. But they're not ready to change. So when they're not ready to change, they will start falling off. You'll start just naturally seeing them less and less. And then there'll be certain people that you never really thought you'd be that close to, but now you start finding more in common with them because you rose, you grew. None of that is good or bad. It's just the truth of evolution. Anytime anything grows, just like once we got computers to show television shows, now do we really need TVs in the future? You know, or it doesn't mean we're bad because we don't have TVs anymore. It just means we grew, so now we don't need all these different boxes. Stuff like that, we have to really accept in ourselves that we are growing souls. And when we are not growing and we feel stagnated, that we are just not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get in those places where we want to buy stuff because it gives us a momentarily happiness, or we want to hide. We don't want to go to certain events. We don't want to do things because we are not comfortable. We don't feel free enough to put ourselves in positions where we're around other people, because the exposure we didn't expose to ourselves, we definitely don't want to expose to others.
Uh-huh.
How many times have we heard, I don't feel good enough to go to that place?
Yeah.
I'm not happy enough today to want to go to a party.
Often.
Yeah. It's become a way of life. And so all of these things that we start taking away from our life on the outside are things we have already taken away from ourselves. And all I say today, if there's anything you take, just try. Do what you actually really desire to do, even if it's to say yes when you normally say no to someone who keeps asking you to go to dinner, or maybe wants to go see a movie with you, or wants to go for a walk, or you just say, oh, I don't walk, oh, I don't like to exercise. Just try. Just try. If there's something you're kind of interested in, Google it. We have Google. We could find out anything about anybody, about anything we want to learn about in our lives. Every avenue has opened up far and wide. So when Christ gave us a lot of questions, we have to ask ourselves, what he said, I think, is the most important thing of what he said this whole day, was what you do not have to be a new you. You simply have a new day. And each new day defines your innermost intimate state of mind. So if you're not happy, your outside is telling your inside, hey, reach in. Figure out what's going on in there. Don't be scared of me, because I'm you. Only you covered me up. You covered me up and you put so much stuff on top of me, I can't breathe. We owe it to ourselves to at least let our souls do what they came here to do. Because there's so much, everything is offered to us. But the challenge of this time in our history is mental stagnation.
Wow.
It's not the stuff. We've created all the stuff. We have a lot of answers around us. But because we have become mentally stagnated, we see it and it's in front of us, yet it's through a glass wall. So just try when nobody's looking until you have the confidence to be the person that you really want to be. And if you try on your own and you start to trust that you can actually take care of yourself, that you actually enjoy your time now and nothing bad's going to happen to you for being happy and it's not going to be taken away from you. And you can trust that God is a part of your life because that's where you came from. And I'm not advocating anyone believe anything they don't want to or do. I just know what I saw.
Yeah.
And I saw it.
Yeah. You know what, Nadia? I are you ready for this? We're there. We are there.
We are at our last minute.
You know what? I want to address something, and Wilma, I'm actually going to put in a special request that we have an episode about what happens with when our family and our friends have a hard time with the transitions or changes that we're trying to make in our life. So that's something I'm going to put down on our wish list of episodes. And I do want to thank everybody, especially everybody that was in the active in the chat room today. That was fantastic. And I want to thank everybody
you.
For... Yeah, I want to thank everybody for listening to Christisms with Nadia Kalua Bradley and myself, Don Katzen. Tomorrow we have episode 38, and we'll be discussing, are you falling in love or falling in curiosity? Be sure to follow us on Blog Talk. I know. So you can get daily email updates, show reminders, and links directly to the show. Also, go ahead and join in the conversation and follow us at Facebook. Finally, the ideas and topics we have discussed on this show can be found in Origins of Truth. If you are ready to awaken to the truth of your own soul, Origins of Truth is available at Amazon.com in hardback and ebook format, just in case you're wondering. Thank you, Nadia.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone. See you tomorrow.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of Christisms with Nadia Khalil Bradley. To learn more, visit NadiaKhalilBradley.com.